This is KUAF. With help from CASA of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight is focusing on foster children in the court system. Colleen Smith is talking with Tammy Mullins, an attorney ad litem who serves in Benton and Carroll counties within the dependency neglect system. She began working in child welfare in 2000.
So what is an attorney ad litem mean? What does that stand for?
An ad litem position, it's sort of like a friend of the court kind of thing. Children in the court systems typically don't have a voice in the courtroom. They're parties in our case, and so they can't stand up and speak on their behalf. And so the ad litem's role is to actually go into court and speak on behalf of the child in the legal sense.
I cannot imagine being a child entering a court system as they would if they were to be removed from their home. Who are the players in the court system that a child might see?
Obviously, the first one is the judge. Then we have DHS, and they have their own attorney. The parents also are appointed counsel if they cannot afford counsel. And then the children have an attorney as well, and that is what I do. And then we also have bailiffs and CASA volunteers and the court reporter.
There is some confusion. Folks who are interested in becoming CASA advocates, they think they have to be attorneys. So can you explain the difference between what you do as an attorney ad litem, which is the legal representation for the child, and then what an advocate does?
The CASA volunteers, they're limited to one or two cases. And so they actually have much more time to dedicate and find out what's going on with that particular child. And they, like I said, they don't have to be an attorney. They are there to come in and tell the judge, look, I know this child, and this is what I see this child needs. Whereas my role as an attorney is to go in and actually represent the legal interests of the child. And of course, my role also includes a best interest aspect, as does the CASA. But my best interest aspect is from the legal side of it. I get to go in and I'm a party to the case. I get to file motions on behalf of the child. I talk directly to the court. I get to cross-examine witnesses, call witnesses on the child's behalf, whereas CASA, they're not actually a party, so they don't get to do all of that, which is probably they're thankful for.
True. I imagine they are.
CASA's Colleen Smith and attorney ad litem Tammy Mullins. For more on CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates of Northwest Arkansas, NWACASA.org. For archived segments of this series, KUAF.com.